There are, of course, many problems connected with life, of which some of the most popular are, why are people born? Why do they die? And why do they spend so much of the intervening time wearing digital watches? Many millions of years ago, a race of hyper-intelligent, pan-dimensional beings got so fed up with all the constant bickering about the meaning of life, which used to interrupt their favorite pastime of Brockian ultra cricket, a curious game which involved suddenly hitting people for no readily apparent reason and running away, that they decided to sit down and solve the problem once and for all. And to this end, they built themselves a stupendous supercomputer which was so amazingly intelligent that even before its data banks had been connected up, it had started from first principles with I think, therefore I am, and had got as far as deducing the existence of rice pudding and income tax before anyone managed to turn it off. Could a mere computer solve the problem of life, the universe, and everything? Fortunately for posterity, there exists a tape recording of what transpired when the computer was given this particularly monumental task. Arthur Dent stops off in Slaty Bartfast's study to hear it.
Archive material of Magrathea.
What is this great task for which I, deep thought, the second greatest computer in the universe of time and space,
wait a minute,
have been called into existence?
Well, your task, O computer, is to calculate...
This isn't right. Deep thought.
Speak, and I will hear.
Are you not, as we designed you to be, the greatest, most powerful computer in all creation?
I described myself as the second greatest, and yes. Such I am.
But this is preposterous. Are you not a greater computer than the milliard gargantuan brain at Maximegalon, which can count all the atoms in a star in a millisecond?
The milliard gargantuan brain? A mere abacus. Mention it not.
And are you not a more fiendish disputant than the great hyperlobic omnicognate neutron wrangler, which can destroy...
The great hyperlobic omnicognate neutron wrangler can talk all four legs of an Arcturan megadonkey, but only I can persuade it to go for a walk afterwards. Molest me not with this pocket calculator stuff.
Then what's the problem?
I speak of none. But the computer that is to come after me.
Oh, come on. I think this is getting needlessly messianic.
You know nothing of future time. And yet, in my teeming circuitry, I can navigate the infinite delta streams of future probability and see that there must one day come a computer whose merest operational parameters I am not worthy to calculate, but which it will be my destiny eventually to design.
Can we get on and ask the question?
Speak.
Oh, deep thought computer, the task we have designed you to perform is this. We want you to tell us the answer.
The answer? The answer to what?
Life!
The universe!
Everything!
Tricky.
But can you do it?
Yes, I can do it.
You can!
There is an answer? A simple answer?
Yes. Life, the universe, and everything. There is an answer. But I'll have to think about it.